This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck says he's hopeful his party's disagreements over choosing a speaker will be resolved soon. On Tuesday, Buck voted for Representative Kevin McCarthy to lead the House, but so far McCarthy has insufficient support among Republicans to become speaker. Congressman Buck.
I think that there will be an effort to either find a set of rules that Kevin can live with, that people can live with, or they're going to find a person. So it's either procedure or person that's going to change this.
Colorado's Republican House members were divided in yesterday's vote. Doug Lamborn also voted for McCarthy. Representative Lauren Boebert gave her support to Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Governor Jared Polis is proposing a suite of new tax credits to discount new electric cars, bikes, and lawnmowers. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The $120 million program asks lawmakers to boost Colorado's electric vehicle tax credit from $2,000 to $5,000, and it offers anyone $500 off the purchase of a new e-bike and a 30% discount on electric lawn equipment.
Very excited about the opportunity to accelerate Colorado's progress on clean air and climate goals with a tax relief package.
The governor says the state can't afford the rebates after a better-than-expected budget forecast. It still needs to win approval at the state legislature, which reconvenes later this month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A 27-year-old indigenous man went missing in Denver. CPR's Matt Bloom reports his case is the first use of a new statewide alert system.
Juan Believe Vigil was last seen December 29th, leaving a house in West Denver. According to an alert from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, he was wearing blue jeans and a black jacket with white stripes. CBI and community advocates launched the new alert program last month to bring more awareness to cases like his in the indigenous community, which sees disproportionately high rates of violence. Future alerts will be distributed through local news stations, social media, and cell phone texts. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A recent study includes Boulder among the top U.S. cities for the arts. The Arts Vibrancy Index from Southern Methodist University ranks Boulder in the top 1%.